Did you have any, like, hoedowns or something?
I think we have those around here. I don't remember any out there. Those big owls were the only ones out there that I remember. Now, some have been on. But we do have little owls around here.
What do you call the ones like that?
I don't believe these are regular hoot owls because they don't really have a hoot. They just make a little, just a little quivery call to each other.
But we do have them out.
And we hear them. There are a lot of trees around these houses over here. I know there are a lot of them here, and we hear them calling to each other, and I think they must kind of get together finally. And the cardinals I hear in the morning doing the same thing. One'll start way off and another one close to you. And they'll call, and the one that's way off will gradually come closer. You hear that real early in the morning when the sun first comes up.
Do you have any problems with skunks?
Oh, they used to be in the old days. We don't have any over here, but they have more on the land side.
Mm-hmm.
Every once in a while, there'd be one around somewhere.
Yeah.
Not too often, but now and then.
Are they all the same kind?
They're all black with the white stripe down
them. They all smell. How about, like, frogs?
We've got plenty of frogs around here. Well, I don't know. We used to have some big bullfrogs in a fountain thing in the back of us over here, the yard back of us. And I've seen little tree frogs, rain frogs. And I think I saw one hiding down in one of these, well, they call it an oyster plant. It's this thing that has purple spikes with green on the underside. Grows kind of like a pineapple.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Purple on top. And I think I saw, I don't think it was blossom. I think it was a little frog down in one of those the other day. I was moving some pots out here in the back.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at him and he looked at me, but I didn't bother him and he stayed right there. So.
What's like the difference between toads and frogs?
Well, I know the difference, but I don't know whether I can tell you or not. I think there's a difference. I don't believe the toads make any noise. I think it's tree toads, they call them. They make a little noise. They make a funny little noise just before it's going to rain.
Mm-hmm. What do they look like?
Well, they're a little bitty thing, and if they're what I think they are, they're a little bitty thing about when they're stretched out. They're not more than 3 inches long at the most. And they're skinny. They're
mm-hmm.
thin in the body. They're not fat like a toad. I think that's what's called a tree frog.
Well, when we were talking, you know, about the house we used to live, was there a place we used to, you know, store food, you know, that wasn't, you know, immediately being used or wasn't in the refrigerator?
A pantry shelves. There wasn't any door on it,
mm-hmm.
but that was under the back stairs. One part of it went back under the stairs, and then there was another part that they kept dishes on some shelves and food on the other.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had we didn't ever have a closed door pantry, but in the kitchen there was a, I don't know what you'd call it, sort of a sideboard thing with shelves up at the top and underneath too, that was all open shelves.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a little pass-through thing that you could, had a door on the dining room side,
mm-hmm.
that you could close, and you put your dishes in, you could put your dishes, your food in through that, pass it through to somebody else, and let somebody else take it out, or you could put it there and go around and take it out yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But it saved a lot of steps going back and forth.
Yeah.